Good morning, everybody. It is time for the Gunsmith Show here on US 103. Happy Saturday morning to you. And here it is, May 3rd. Can you believe it?
Already.
Oh, it's kind of an icky day, too. It's not, you know, it's not a beautiful day. It's a day, though, so we'll take it.
Give us another couple of weeks. The sun will be out better.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. That's Michigan. Might get snowstorm. You never know.
True.
May. But it's a beautiful day because you got your coffee filled up and you're ready to listen to the Gunsmith Show. How's that sound? I'm John.
I'm Jake.
And we're here on US 103 bringing you the show every Saturday morning, talking guns on the radio. That is a passion we've had for my whole life. But Jake and I started the show, 13 years ago, I believe?
I think so.
13 years ago, I believe
it was.
Been
a while.
And it's a lot of fun. It lets us passionately go at our what we like to talk about, what we like to shoot, what we like to do, like what we like to hunt every single weekend. And hopefully it lights a fire, gets you in the same mood. So this first segment of the show is brought to you by ReliableExteriorPro.com, which is Jeremy White. Reliable Enterprises, he's just a great licensed builder. Does a ton of extraordinarily beautiful exterior work on your home, decks, gazebos, porches, additions, everything you want done on your house, he can do it. 810-429-6957. Again, 810-429-6957. That's Reliable Enterprises. Now, you can go to our website, thegss.com, at any time, and you can click right on our sponsors right there. So all the information's there. Plus, we usually have a little bit about what's going on. Like, we got a little bit of news on there about the gun show coming up next weekend over at Lapeer Sportsman's Club.
Correct.
They're calling it a garage sale. That but it's means, a sportsman's garage sale. That's a quiet way of saying it's not really a gun show, but it's still, to me, it's going to be a gun show. But we'll have some fishing poles there, too, so I think.
Well, yeah, you've got a whole closet full of stuff you can take to it.
Are you going to be able to go?
It's next Saturday, the 10th? I think so.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I should be there with you.
All right, good. I hope so. But always a chance to meet and greet us out there. It's out in Attica, and so come on out and have some fun with us. But we got some other kind of cool news to talk about right now, too.
Yeah, something else coming up over that side of the state.
Well, let's invite everybody to like our Facebook page right now.
Sure.
How about you do that?
Sure. Don't forget to find us on Facebook at The Gunsmiths Show. Four words, The Gunsmiths Show. Follow us on there. Like us. You'll see some of the pictures we do and the different shooting things we do every week.
We're going to talk about one of those later.
We are. We posted some photos on there. So feel free to get on there, like us, share our stuff. And we appreciate we're over 1,000 likes on there. We want to keep growing the following.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Jacob, you started us off by saying, attention youths.
Yeah. There is an event coming up for all the youth shooters. Basically, age of 17 and under coming up in Columbiaville. So this is at the Columbiaville Sportsman's Club, which is a great place. They're doing a youth shooting clinic, not shots, not like you're getting a shot or an injection. This is a shooting clinic. So this is going to be a great time. It's up on Clam Road in Columbiaville. It's on Saturday, May 31st from 9 a.m. till noon with lunch served at 11. They are providing 22 caliber rifles and ammo along with hearing protection and safety glasses. And they're going to have the kids practicing and shooting and learning paper targets at 25 yards and steel targets at 50 yards.
Wow, that's great. You know, kids don't get a chance to do that very often. Nope. I know I loved it every time I ever went up there as a kid. Columbiaville Sportsman's Club, we used to go up there for Columbiaville all the time for field trials for the Beagles.
You took the dogs and stuff up there.
Yeah, yep. A lot of fun as a kid. And we would sometimes take guns because we would hunt when we weren't doing field trials.
There you go.
So, but the shooting of paper targets and steel targets at 50 yards, that's really cool for kids. So plan on it. Make time. You got to make time for these things. You can't say, well, we got a soccer game or we got this going on. You got to make time for it. You know.
Well, and for a lot of kids, this might be their first time ever handling a rifle.
Yeah.
Or you might have family members that, you know, they grew up shooting. They don't want to do it anymore. So maybe grandpa can take him there or something like that. It's an opportunity that's certainly available. Now, you do have to pre-register. So I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers here. So you want to call, there's two names, either Bob or Dave. So you can call Bob at 810-653-7861 or Dave at 810-874-5729. So you can call either Bob or Dave, register for the shooting event. Again, call 810-653-7861 or 810-874-5729. Register for your 17-year-old and younger child or grandchild or niece or nephew or cousin. Take him out to the Columbiaville Sportsman's Club on May 31st for a youth shooting clinic.
That's great. I was giggling because it reminds me of, I literally remember hearing a commercial like this out in like mid-Mississippi somewhere when I was working down there. And it was like, it was literally like, call Cletus or Bubba. Yeah. And it was just perfectly said. I'm driving around as a Yankee just going, oh, he did not just say it like that. Now, for all you Cletuses and Bubbas out there, I apologize. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. And I'm not trying to make fun of your name. Because with a name like John Smith, I get plenty of it. But anyways, you keep up the good work. So, but thanks to Dave and Bob for setting this thing up. And every time we do an event, there's always somebody like Dave and Bob that are doing this stuff. There's people that give their time to make your children or your kids or your grandkids or whatever it is, nieces, nephews, make it better for them so that they can better understand the shooting sports. Because we were all taught it at one point. It's not always natural. You don't learn it from watching, Medal of Honor.
You can't play Call of Duty and grab, know what you're doing. So it's right. All about the practice. It's real life scenarios. And if you have an event like this coming up at your sportsman's club or your gun club is putting on, let us know. Yeah. Send us a message on it. Send us an email at shooter@thegss.com. That's our email. Send us the flyer you have. We'll gladly get it out there.
Yeah.
Because the more youth there are that are interested in sporting events, whether it be a shotgun, maybe it's a clay shoot you have coming up for, kids to learn how to clay shoot.
And these are the kids that are going to shape tomorrow's sports.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what's so important. Right now, we're dealing with a lot of legislators in this state that didn't experience the sporting, sport shooting and hunting. And unfortunately, we're being governed by them now. And they're being hard on us. So we want to get that changed around. We got to change the whole pattern. We need more hunters and more shooters in the state.
And it is nice to see so many different high schools offering sporting clays and shotgun teams.
Skeet teams, yeah.
Growing fast.
Yeah.
Fast growing, portion of the sports. So we're happy to see that.
Yes. And it's and that's always been part of our passion. Jake, you were in the junior shooting team. When you were a kid.
Was. Yeah, not yeah. currently. No.
You were a little guy. And we had some fond memories of that kind of
single
stuff.
Single shot and shoots, 22s, that standard velocity CCI ammo.
Right.
One shot every minute and practicing.
But it worked.
Yeah, it worked. It worked. It does. It worked. It's a great way to just, get everything started. And
teaches you the patience. It teaches you your trigger control. It teaches you the basics of safety. And because that's where it all has to start, is with safety. And, there's a boom end of the gun. There's a loading end of the gun. You make sure the boom end of the gun's always pointing at the target. And don't touch the trigger until you're ready to fire.
Exactly.
And you don't pull the trigger. You squeeze it softly. Caress the trigger.
Correct. Yep.
Every time I talk about triggers like that, I think about the movie Sniper. And he's like, Sniper, you got to feel the trigger one last time.
Yeah.
So we got this one's coming up and more to come. And we might as well take a minute. How much time do we have?
Oh, we've got 3 minutes.
All right. We'll mention it a couple times
today. We
have
3 minutes to talk about the next subject.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the gun show at Lapeer Sportsman's Club.
Correct.
I'm looking forward to it. It's next Saturday, the 10th. So it's going to be a good time. I got a couple tables, so come on out and say hi. Might have a little bit of Gunsmith Show gear to purchase if you want. You got to tell your friends about the show. You got to tell them that we're on Saturday mornings here on US 103, and we're glad to be here, and hopefully you are glad to be here with us. But that show, they're always fun. I love these swap meet type shows where it's just literally walking around, meeting people, having fun, and you got some of your goods for sale that, you don't bring junk there for sale. You bring stuff that other people, you're done with it, and other people would probably love to have it.
Right.
So you sell it at a fair price, and you do a legal sale. And that's what we'll do.
The legal paperwork is required.
Exactly. And I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to have a couple of single shot shotguns out there. We're going to have a 30-30 maybe. We're going to have a 410 shotgun. We got a real nice 12-gauge pump and maybe even a couple 22s. We'll have to see.
I'm trying to think here.
Maybe a 308.
308, maybe a 300 Win Mag.
Yeah.
A couple just... looking through the guns, and I'm like, you know what? I've had fun with this. I've had fun with that.
Yeah.
Time to sell it, get on to other bigger and bigger. I don't need something bigger than that, but something different, new.
That's kind of how you and I have always done it. We've always bought it, gone out, tried it, maybe keep it for a year or two, and then it will keep them in perfect shape.
Hunt with it some.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go to the range a couple of times.
And, you might have enjoyed the venison that yep. rifle, you know, procured for us in the freezer.
The fusioner.
$5 word coming out of my $1 mouth. That's the problem. So, but anyways, so there's lots of fun to be had here soon. So mark those calendars. The 31st of May for the youth shooting clinic out there at Columbiaville Sportsman's Club, and then on the 10th the gun show in.
Attica,
Lapeer
Sportsman's Club in Attica, North Lake George Road.
It's just next Saturday, so not very far away on Lake George Road. Yep. So, all right. Well, let's probably head to break. If
sounds good. Yeah, and don't forget to reach out to us online, The Gunsmith Show at the shooter at thegss.com is our email, or The Gunsmith Show on Facebook.
Yeah, both of them will respond to as quick as we can. So until then, fill up that coffee. We'll be back with more The Gunsmith Show right after the short commercial break.